Fred Snodgrass.
This was 1911. The Giants were playing in St. Louis in the old National League Park there. And in those days, we didn't have a dugout. We had a bench under an awning about halfway between the grandstand and the foul line. We were having batting practice. The Giants were. And out of the grandstand walks an individual, tall, lanky, in a dark suit with a black derby hat on. And he walked across the grass from the grandstand to the bench and he said, "I'd like to talk to Mr. McGraw." And some of us there pointed at Mr. McGraw out, and he walked over to Mr. McGraw and he said, "Mr. McGraw," he says, "my name is Charles Victory Faust. And I live over here in Kansas. And a few weeks ago, I went to a fortune teller who told me that if I would join the New York Giants and pitch for them, that they would win the pennant." Well, Mr. McGraw looked at him, and being superstitious as most ball players were and are, he said, "Well, that's interesting. Take off your coat." And he said, "Here's a glove and the ball, and I'll get a catcher's mitt and I'll warm you up and see what you have." And so they got up in front of the bench and they tossed a few balls back and forth. And Charlie Faust said, "Well, I better give you my signals." So they got their heads together and he gave him five or six signals. And McGraw would give one signal and Charlie would wind up. And his wind up was like a windmill. Both arms went around in circles for quite a little while before he let go of the ball. Every different sign that McGraw gave, the ball came up just the same. There was no difference in them whatever. And there was no speed. It was probably enough to break a pane of glass, but that was about all. And so McGraw finally threw the glove away and he caught him barehanded because he said, well, to himself, "This guy's a nut." He said, "I'm going to have a little fun with him." He said, "All right, how about your hitting? Can you hit?" "Oh," he said, "pretty well." "Well," he said, "we're having batting practice. Get a bat and go up there." And he said, "I want to see you run, so run it out." Word was passed around to the fellas that were shagging out in the infield. He dribbled one down to short. He juggled it a minute, and Charlie was turning first, and they slid him into second, and they slid him into third, and they slid him into home in his best Sunday clothes. Well, that night we left for Chicago, and when we got down to the train and got into our car, who was in the Pullman car, our private car, except Charles Victory Faust? Everybody looked around in amazement, and McGraw said, "Well," he said, "we're taking Charlie along to help us win the pennant." So, believe it or not, every day from that day on, Charles Victory Faust was in uniform, and he warmed up sincerely to pitch that game. He thought he was going to pitch that particular game. Every day this happened. He wasn't signed to a contract, but John J. McGraw gave him all the money that was necessary for him to keep himself neat. He went to the barbershop almost every day for a massage and a haircut. He had plenty of money to tip the waiters in the small amounts that we tipped in those days. And we did win the pennant. The spring came around the next year, and Charles Victory Faust was in the training camp. He was very sincere. He really believed that he was a pitcher. He warmed up every day in 1912, and again, we won the pennant. In 1913, he was again in the spring training camp. He warmed up every day to pitch, and during that season, he became such a drawing card with the fans who would clamor for McGraw to put him in to pitch. So finally, one day, against Cincinnati in New York, McGraw did put him in to pitch, and he pitched one full inning, and he didn't have enough to hit. They didn't score on him. One of those nothing ball pitchers, you know. Well, it was Charlie Faust's turn to come to bat when three outs were made, and the Cincinnati team stayed in the field for the fourth out to let Charlie come to bat. And the same thing happened then that happened the first time that Charlie ever came on the field in St. Louis in his Sunday clothes. They slid him into first, second, third, and home. Well, he was such a drawing card at this stage, Larry, that a theatrical firm gave him a contract on Broadway in one of those six-a-day shows, you know, starting in the afternoon, going through the evening.